to the program, 21st of November. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnett, along with Mr. Steve Bakken. I'm coming to you live and direct from Minot today. Full disclosure, it's for the state volleyball tournament. But nonetheless, never miss an opportunity to stop at the Sleep In at Conference Center. Our thanks to Vance Castleman and his crew here for giving us a location on the road. Steve's back in Bismarck, but I am I'm up in Minot looking forward to a little state volleyball.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to drive up to Minot, which is the nice part. So how were the roads? I know you headed up there last night, so you were kind of driving into that storm. Did you get there ahead of that? Or
No, I didn't actually. And it actually started, middle of the afternoon or a little bit, I think right around lunchtime. And they got a pile of snow in Minot for sure. I was disappointed in the road conditions, only in the fact that, that we knew snow was coming, and I was surprised there weren't more road crews out there. I listened to Todd Mitchell in the Cave Fire Cafe yesterday afternoon, too, and he was taking call after call from people saying, I had been out here for hours, the roads are terrible, I haven't seen one sanding truck, I haven't seen a plow, so I don't know if DOT got caught off guard or what, but maybe if others experience that, too, you can let us know. Or if you're still wrestling, there, as you look at the road report, there's still some slick conditions out there, some ice-covered roads, some snow-covered roads. The thing I was amazed at, Steve, on 83 North, better than about half of that stretch, Bismarck to Minot, about halfway up, was the passing lane was almost not passable. I mean, there were enough drifts in the passing lane. By the time that I got to Minot, there was like a convoy of a, semi. It followed, I was following a semi, but he was following a string of probably 20, 30 cars that, nobody could go anywhere. You couldn't, the road conditions were such that, if the passing lane had been passable, you could have, you weren't going the speed limit, but you were going at a decent clip, but it really messed things up. So I'm not sure where the plows were. We're efforting an answer from the DOT to try and find out. But if you encountered that, or if you're encountering tough roads today, let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So roads are definitely And plows and sanding trucks are on my mind this morning, Steve.
Well, especially as a lot of people are traveling, like you mentioned, you're up there for the volleyball tournament. A lot of families and schools going to attend that and events around the region. One of the things I was there's a site on Facebook. It's the Bakken Fail of the Day, which is all oil patch incidents. And boy,
by the way,
accidents.
Can I just say the idea of a Facebook page entitled Bakken Fail of the Day is really disappointing, isn't it? I mean, obviously, and then you're exploiting misfortune of folks. They always post these horrific, accidents and everything else, but the Bakken Fail of the Day, really? I mean, that's, I'd love to know who's behind that Facebook page to think.
Actually, it's one of the Facebook pages I do enjoy just for the fact that in a lot of cases it just shows stupidity. Accidents happen, but are they preventable a lot of times? Yeah. And, I have no problem pointing out the fact that somebody was being dumb and not careful enough and had a fail. So that's actually one of the websites I do like.
I know a lot of people do, but it's sort of like that, like you watch a train wreck, right? You crane your neck to see it. I don't care for the mentality of somehow an accident is a fail. And do people make dumb decisions? Yes. Should everybody be, care? I think we've said it over and over and over again. There's one solution to every single problem related to traffic in the Bakken. It's called slow down. And if everybody would simply slow down in the weather events like, yesterday and this morning and, in just high traffic times, whenever, it would solve a lot. Slow down, for crying out loud. But anyway,
Well, the other solution to that is, you don't watch NASCAR, do you?
No.
Yeah, I do.
I don't watch anything. I don't. I don't. I don't have time to watch TV. I barely have time to, read a newspaper. I just, got a radio show and radio stations to run and, news to cover. So I don't. Does that make me crazy?
No, absolutely not. Not at all. We were discussing it a little bit earlier that you just don't have an opportunity to watch TV. Neither do I.
I don't remember the last time I watched a primetime television show. I was telling Steve earlier, I said, I watched this show last night because my wife and I, checked into the Sleep In here, and on TV was, what did I tell you? I forgot the name of the show already.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, which is, you told me, a big show. Like, you know,
it's the number one sitcom on television on CBS. And you thought it was on TBS.
Well, I was watching it on TBS one after another, and you know, one episode after another, and evidently they ran reruns. And it's mildly funny, but so I said, and he said, like, that's a big show. It's a big show on CBS. One of the really? Okay. I didn't know. Maybe that's why I chuckled a little bit last night. Anyway, what was your NASCAR analogy?
Well, I was just, you know, it's the same thing as that NASCAR mentality that you know, you watch NASCAR for the wrecks. I follow Bach and Fail of the Day for the wrecks.
Right, I get that, but what I'm saying is, I think the website is designed to make the oil patch activity look bad. It's
I don't read that into it.
It's another fail. We can't crashing, and you know, that's what I think.
I don't read that into it at all, because you know, there are problems out in the oil patch, and North Dakotans realize that, and nobody wants to stick their head in the sand. But you know, the big solution is, what are you doing to solve some of these problems? And pointing out that a little bit more care needs to be taken when you're traveling in the oil patch, whether you're driving a semi or you're driving a pickup or you're farming a ranch and you're living out there. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, point it out. Well, you know, slow down, take it a little easy, take a little more care, because you're in the oil patch. I don't see a problem with that.
If their intent was to do that, to get folks to take a little more care, I'd be with you. I'm not sure it is. I think it's the ballyhoo bad news, so that's why I don't like it. I'm sticking to my guns. Let's talk about situation that has the political chatter roaring today. Another North Dakota state legislator that supported tougher DUI laws was arrested for a DUI. Now, you may remember, we didn't talk a lot about it, but we did have Max Schneider on, Democratic Senate leader in North Dakota, because he had called on Senator Joe Miller, a Republican, to resign because of a DUI. Senator Miller from up at Park River. Well, now, a Fargo legislator, this happens to be a representative, Scott Kelch, a Democrat, has been arrested for a DUI. Terrible situation for Democrats that called for the resignation of a Republican. I think both is a bad idea. I'm not so sure. I'm going to ask the audience, though. I mean, is a DUI charge reason enough for a politician to resign at any level? And does it make a difference if that politician voted for stronger DUI laws? I mean, you knew this was going to happen, right? Because the vote, that issue was a big one last session. And so you had a lot of folks, obviously, waiting for the first time that a legislator would be caught in that predicament so they could go, gotcha, aha! And I think that's dumb. I think it's a tragedy, awful, prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law, no special treatment. But the idea that you try and make political hay out of it is, obviously, for Democrats, a little dangerous, because when it happens to one of your own, now what do you do? But in by and large, I think it's bad. What do you think?
I just want to hear if the same people that were calling for Joe Miller's resignation are going to speak up and call for Kelch's resignation. It's a little disingenuous if they don't. Do I want to see either one of them resign? No. I want to see them. There are mistakes made, and I want to see people remedy those mistakes. If it's a chronic issue, that's a little different. But I don't think that's going to be reason to have somebody that, whomever it is, that's an effectual legislator, be removed from their position. You know, that's up to the voters. You know, that's something they have to deal with when they come up for reelection. I don't want to see somebody resign over that unless they have a legitimate problem, address that problem. But I don't think somebody should resign over something like that.
Tell us what I do, folks.
What I do see, though.
Hang on one sec here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. By the way, Darren on Facebook says, it only shows they're human. Give them the same penalty that the rest of us would receive. And I agree. I don't even know why,
The only thing I call into question, Scott, is, if you're going to vote for that legislation that was passed this last time, and I don't think it was good legislation because it took a lot of the flexibility out of the courts, it took a lot of the latitude out of the courts to make the right decisions dealing with, alcohol abuse is an issue in people's lives. It took a lot of that flexibility out of the hands of the courts to get people the help that they need. That being said, should legislators who voted for that legislation especially be held to a little bit higher standard? I think that's where the bigger question lies.
Yeah, I was in favor of the legislation, but that's a sort of a separate issue, I think, over a legislator and whether he voted for it or didn't vote for it. Now in this predicament, is it a firing offense, or do you leave that up to the next election? I think that's where it belongs. Another says, I think his butt should be canned. It's time to start getting rid of these politicians. Bill says, sounds like he just wanted to test out his new law. Okay, now we're being funny. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 to weigh in on this today on the program. Want your take on it. Also, by the way, we're going to weigh into the debate over the $125 million school bond issue in Minot. That's on the ballot on December 10th. We have both sides of that issue. We're going to talk with the folks at the bottom of the hour here from the Say Yes for Students. And then also we'll talk with Bob Hale, who's advocating a no vote on that particular issue. And obviously it's a big deal in Minot, but certainly we're all wrestling with property taxes and investment in schools all across the region. So a popular debate for all of us to weigh in. Back to your calls after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, Scott Helen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to get to our Facebook or our Twitter, you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com and weigh in there. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. Whether you got a road report this morning, did the plows get out early enough for you? We'd like to hear some of those. Also, should state legislators be held to a little bit higher standards and somebody be forced to resign due to a DUI because of their legislative position? Let's go to Brian in Jamestown. Brian, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, there's a company that I do some service work for, and they've got a policy on DUIs. If an hourly employee gets a DUI, I think they get two shots at it. And if they can't correct their behavior, they get canned. And salaried employees, if they get one DUI, it doesn't matter if their job depends on driving or not. They get one DUI, they get canned. And, you know, I drive for a living, and the reason that I don't drink and drive isn't just because, you know, I might get fired. It's think about your kids. Your kids could be in that car that, you know, a DUI or a drunk person hits. So I think the congressman should be held to a little bit higher standards, and whatever happened to leading by example. I mean, if the guy supports the law, you know, he lied. He lied. He flat out, he lied. That's terrible.
So in this case, we're talking about a legislator, you know, and Scott Kelce, Democrat from Fargo. When you say, in other words, firing him happens at the ballot box, but do you think he ought to resign? If this happens, the standard ought to be you just walk away?
I think he should resign. I mean, there's no apology that would have corrected him killing somebody on the road. And, I mean, furthermore, the devil's in the details. How did he get stopped? Was it just a routine traffic stop, or was he swerving? I mean, how close was that guy to actually injuring himself or somebody else when he did that? You know, that's a humbling moment. I think the guy needs to take a look at his behavior, and he needs to step down. You have to lead by example. And Bob Hope said, you know, I wouldn't be part of an organization that would have me as a member. I think they need to take a page out of Bob Hope's book and take a step back.
And I agree with everything you said as far as responsibility and, you know, the reasons not to do this, you know, without question. I hate it becoming political, capitalizing on somebody's very poor decision. I mean, Scott Kelce made a dumb decision, right? And here's what we know of the arrest, by the way. 11:34 p.m., arrested on I-29 near the Main Avenue exit. Do we know... he's a firefighter with the Fargo Fire Department. I wonder what the rules are for firefighters. If there's any, like, speaking of your situation.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's job as a firefighter, it depends on him being able to drive. What good is this guy if he can't drive for a living? I mean, they ought to can him. Once he gets his conviction in, they fire him. Fire him from the fire department, and he should step down from his political position. I strongly believe that.
There are no details on the... On the incident itself, to your earlier question, Brian, I was just trying to find some more details. Just says where it happened, not how it happened. But appreciate the call. Brian says you got to resign. It's reason enough for a resignation. You know, again, I feel like you know the Republicans. You know, what am I trying to say? I hate it when it becomes political. That's what I'm trying to say. I think it's bad when, you know, Joe Miller felt awful when this happened. He's a Republican. Scott Kelce feels awful when this happens. They ought to be dealt with by the law. I don't think we ought to make it political. You know, it didn't sound like Brian was making it political, but obviously a lot of Democrats did when it happened to a Republican, and now they're going to be caught in it, and I think we ought to quit playing the game altogether.
I think it just goes back to what your constituents say, and that's where you get fired at the ballot box. It goes back to your constituents. So let's get back to the phones. Steve in North Dakota, what's on your mind today?
As far as the guy getting the DUI, I'm sure the court's going to settle it, and if his constituents don't want him in office anymore, then they'll make that decision. And then that's pretty much all. You know, it's up to them, and it's happened to a lot of guys and a lot of women, DUIs. It happens, and people make mistakes. The one thing I want to know about is what Congressman Kramer and then one of your callers yesterday were talking about, and that was Agenda 21. I don't know what that is, and at some point today, maybe you guys can kind of inform us that don't know what Agenda 21 is, and then maybe we can follow up on that and maybe talk to Kramer next week about it. But
sure. Agenda 21, I'll just quickly tell you, is a effort led by the United Nations that goes back to, I'd say, the late 80s, early 90s for sure. And it's one of those awful little secrets that you know, has to be ratified by a number of different countries. But if you dig into Agenda 21, you can Glenn Beck has been really big on this. I actually wrote a book that was fiction about a scenario that could come out of Agenda 21. But sustainable development is a big thing, and it basically has all these standards for what is sustainable development. And essentially, the mentality of Agenda 21 is very un-American, very against the Constitution, and very much hey, private property ownership is a bad idea. So there's a lot bad in that. But we've not done anything on it in recent memory, so maybe it's time to do an update. But there's plenty there not to like. Trust me. I'll just give you that synopsis, Steve, and make a note to make sure we schedule something to talk about it further. As far as members of Congress, I guess we can get an update on where the various treaties are at, and maybe tie it in there, because obviously Congress would have a role at some place, some point to play in it. Let's see. Dale in Bismarck is next on What's on Your Mind. Dale, go ahead.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Not bad, thanks. So I just got one little comment. The gentleman that was saying if he had had his kids or something along, if he'd got into an accident, I'm sorry, but if is something that never happens. That should never be brought into any picture. Thank you. Bye.
Well, thanks for weighing in. Let's go to Brad in Grand Forks. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Scott, Steve. Hey, I do think that as a legislator, he should be held to a higher standard because he's the guy that's writing the laws for all of us to follow. However, I don't believe it is necessary for him to resign. I think, like you said, Scott, he needs to be held accountable according to the law. But I think maybe as a legislative body, there should be some sort of punishment or some sort of consequence for his actions. Just like at my job, I would have to deal with the consequences from the legal standpoint, but there are also, because of what I do for a living, there are consequences for me as in my job that my company would then impose upon me. So I think there's a little bit of that needs to be considered too.
Brad, appreciate the call. I'm going to get one more in here before the break. Joe and Bismarck, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I have a different take on this drunk driving. They call it drunk driving. Now, if you drink one beer or maybe two, you're over the limit. It's a .8. It used to be a 1.0, and now it's a .8. So that's one or two beers. Now, both you individuals, if you had one or two beers, would you be drunk? You're not drunk or one or two beers. Why this law was changed to a .8, the Lawyers Association lobbied for it in Congress so it could be dropped to a .8 so they could make more money on people getting pulled over, and then more lawyers are involved. So, and that's why it was changed. The Lawyers Association lobbied for this law. And I told, it just depends on where he was. If he was at a .8, let's say he weighs 230 pounds and he had two beers.
I take your point, Joe. Appreciate the call. Sorry we're up against a break. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Car Wash. I don't remember who sang Car Wash, but I remember the movie. Remember that show, Name That Tune? Steve, I want to be on that show.
I love that show. One note.
One note. Who could ever do it in one note? Impossible.
I do a lot of songs in one note. Todd Mitchell does a lot of songs in one note.
Is that right? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to bring the show back just so you can show off your talents there.
We might anyway, have to do that on the radio. That might be a good show to bring back.
You don't remember who sang Car Wash, do you?
Car Wash. Car...
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Rolls Royce, for crying out loud.
See, I told you. Rolls Royce.
Todd knows it all.
Todd Mitchell, the radio god. Yeah, I love it. All right, folks, we're back on the What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. I'm in Minot today at the Sleep Inn up here taking in the state volleyball tournament, which cranks up later today. We thought the visit to Minot would be a good time to tackle an issue that some of our callers have weighed in on the air, and obviously we'll be facing every Minot voter on December 10th. It is a request for $125 million for a school bond issue. And we have both sides of this issue represented today. First, in this segment, Daryl Somerville is here from the group Yes to Students. And we're going to chat with Bob Hale next hour about this issue as well. Daryl, welcome. How are you doing?
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. What is the $125 million buy? Tell us a little bit about the need here in Minot, if you will.
Yeah, what that would entail is one new elementary school, a new high school, a couple of additions on to existing elementary schools, and some security and safety issues on every elementary school, and converting what we have now as our 9th and 10th graders into a middle school.
What is the current state of Minot schools? I mean, is this a pressing need for the schools?
Yeah, right now what we have is we have almost 500 kids in portables at the grade school level. So we have actually 24 classrooms that are in portables right now.
So obviously it's an influx of students. It's just part of the boom. I mean, is it flood related? Is it
No, it's growth that's just happening. I mean, you know, it's pretty evident throughout the state, almost everywhere. You know, you look in North Dakota right now, our economy's good. You know, I think we've picked up 1,200 kids in the last 5-6 years, and the demographics are saying that in the next 5 years we can expect another 1,000 kids to be enrolled in our public school system.
If you'd like to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, what's on your mind? Daryl, how much of that, you just got an elementary school back online, where is the growth long-term for Minot? Are you still playing catch-up from the flood and having to deal with growth from the oil patch, or where are you at in that process right now?
Well, I think we're just really behind. You know, right now we maybe You know, if the flood wouldn't have happened, maybe this would have been pursued, you know, a year or two earlier. So, you know, the growth has just been, you know, it's been pretty consistent, and especially really rapid in the last 3 or 4 years. And I'm sure a lot of it has to do, you know, with the oil impact in the state, obviously.
What happens if this bond issue doesn't go through? What's the contingency plan? Is there a plan on the school board?
If the bond issue does not go through, there is not a contingency plan. I mean, we wake up December 11th, and if this bond issue is not passed, you know, the kids are still out there. Kids are still in portables, and we're going to continue to add kids into our school system. So I don't know that we have any choice but to keep coming back until, you know, we can get these schools built.
There have been a number of votes around the state on school bonds, folks are concerned about property taxes, but there's always that case of looking at the lay of the land. So, you know, these do happen, right? I mean, they pass, but give us your sense of some of the objections you're hearing and some of the concern around town. I mean, are folks generally supportive of this, or are you getting tied into concerns over rising property taxes?
You know, probably some of each. You know, obviously, we run into a lot of people that, you know, I don't run into many people that don't see the need for the schools. You know, that's one thing that we haven't seen. Obviously, any time that you're going to talk taxes, there's definitely some concern on that issue as well. You know, and there is some talk about, you know, state funding for schools. Right now, there is no state funding piece in place for to build new schools. And, you know, that's fairly obvious. West Fargo, you know, passed a bond issue. Bismarck, Wahpeton. I mean, if there was state funding that is available right now, I think that, you know, other communities would be taking advantage of that right now if that piece was out there to be had.
We're going to talk a little later on with Bob Hale, who's advocating that the land grant fund be used for it, and obviously that would be a pot of money that would be available to others as well if Bob can have his way there. But as far as state funding for a school, obviously, what would the argument be from Minot's perspective? Because then everybody would say, well, how about us, right? I mean, in other words, and I guess the flood would be one example of that.
Right.
And are there, Steve asked this, but are there any flood-related impacts that are part of this $125 million?
As far as, you know, repairs to the schools, you mean?
Repairs or any,
no,
you know, any,
no.
No. So it was going to be needed regardless of whether it was a flood.
Right.
So that sort of removes an argument for state help, doesn't it?
For special state help, you mean? I think for a special state help, yeah, as far as with, flood piece, it probably does. You know, the thing is that, we also, you know, would advocate that, we would love to see some help from the state and we would welcome it. So that, you know, that is in our position, is that, you know, we don't think that the state could or will pay in the future. Again, our position is that we need these schools today. I mean, we probably needed them yesterday or 2 years ago. And so, you know, to create a great education environment for our students, you know, we need to get them out of these portables that they're in and into classrooms. Two things, you know, learning environment itself. Today's a perfect example. It's 8 below out. There is no plumbing or no bathroom facilities in these portables. So, I mean, any time a student would need to use the restroom, you can imagine today what it takes. So, again, that takes away a lot of the learning time from the students and is very disruptive in the classroom.
Give us a little rundown what $125 million bond would buy for the school district. What does that mean in terms of buildings, amenities that it's going to supply, updates? Run us through that process. What does a $125 million bond get the school district in Minot?
Okay. Yeah, we are going to, that would include one new elementary school, additions to two elementary schools, converting Central Campus, which is a 9th and 10th grade portion of our high school now, into a middle school, and building of a brand new high school, 9 through 12. And converting Magic City from just 11-12 to a 9-12 high school.
By the way, we're chatting with Daryl Somerville today, who is part of a group called Yes for Students. They're advocating for a yes vote on the $125 million bond issue for Minot Schools to buy just exactly what Daryl answered to Steve's question there on a vote that will happen on December 10th. If you do have any questions or comments, they're certainly welcome for our guest, 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And you just laid out what advice, you know, basically, does that set mine up for the next 20, 30 years? What's the time frame as far as dealing with the expansions and the additions?
You know, 20, 30 years is a pretty long ways out to go out that far. But I do think it puts us in good shape for, you know, I'm going to say at least the next 10 years. You know, and again, it's really hard to determine what happens with the growth, but on the projected growth, I think it puts us in pretty good shape for a while, yes.
What impacts, with all the growth that's going up there, you see impacts that are spreading into DeLax, Burlington, Surrey. How much discussion has been about working together with some of these other school districts for a bigger broad-based plan to alleviate some of the crowding issues in Minot?
You know, I think those discussions have maybe happened in the past. Typically, those communities are pretty protective of their schools also. So I don't think those talks have went very far. I know when they talked about even the redistricting of you know, some of the smaller communities, that there was a lot of fight and pushback on at the state level. So I think every community really wants to hang on to their school. So I think that would be, you know, that's a fairly tough issue.
I understand it's been a long time, more than four decades since Minot voters were asked a question about funding for schools. Is that right?
That is correct. The last bond issue we passed was in '69, and that was a flood year in Minot also. That's the last bond issue we passed in Minot. That is correct.
And are you doing a lot of forums? Are there issues out there that have become hot topics in the middle of this? Things that you're having to address regularly. What kind of chatter is it creating throughout town?
I don't run across many people that don't see the need for the schools. It's just not something we see. There's some excitement from some people that, especially younger parents with kids in school or going to have kids in school. I mean, their concerns are very evident that they want a great place for their kids to go to school.
Now, this bond issue would take a 60% majority to pass. What's the sense you're getting from the community as far as getting behind this, especially in the light of what's going on around the rest of the state with some of the property tax relief that just evaporated through some of the school districts? You know, putting it out there to a bond issue, I give you kudos on that, just like I give kudos to Bismarck's school district for doing it the right way and putting it in front of the people. What's your sense? What have you been hearing back as far as feedback on what could move forward with this bond issue?
You mean where do I feel the vote is at right now?
Is there a buzz around the community that, yes, we need to support the schools? We understand that we're having record growth, and if this doesn't pass, the school district could be put in a very tenuous position. What's the sense you get from the community?
Yeah, I definitely get that sense. Again, with a 60% vote, like you mentioned before, it's always a tough sled. You're almost talking, you know, two thirds of a yes vote to get this passed. So you do need that excitement, and every vote will count as this thing moves on, because a 60% vote is not anything that's easy to attain for sure. So we are definitely pushing hard, and again, the people that see the need are also doing what they can to find some community support.
And West Fargo, Bismarck, Wappan, and Grafton have all reached the 60% threshold for passing rather comfortably in some cases, despite obviously property tax concerns. We'll ask our listeners, hey, are schools a reason to add to the property tax tab when we come back? Daryl, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Other side of this debate come up top of the hour, too, folks. Stay tuned.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Wiedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they can shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Around the region, Bismarck, Mandan, 2 to above this hour. Williston at minus 6. Dickinson at 1 degree. Minot at minus 2. Garrison at 1. In Bowman, they're at 2. Jamestown, 4 above. Devil's Lake, 4 below. Grand Forks at 9, Fargo at 14, Miles City, Montana at minus 9 this morning. In Rapid City, they're at 12, 9 degrees in Mobridge, Pier at 14, Aberdeen 13, and Lemon, South Dakota at 2 degrees this morning. We had an off-air call come in. If you'd like to weigh in off-air, 855-217-76, just press 1, and we've got that off-air call.
As far as the
the congressman and the DWIs, I think they both should resign or be fired or however you want to put it. You know, it's all fine and dandy until somebody dies. So let's just take that to that step. You know, we know how many fatalities have happened. You've had a father on that lost his whole family. So I think you two are treating it too lightly. It's if you had a family member that died from this, you would probably feel totally different like most people that do that had this happen. They should be held to a higher standard. Nobody forced them to run for office. They knew they'd be in the public eye. They should resign. Simple as that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Now, I would ask then if a elected member should resign, should a banker resign? Should a, you know, is this, in other words, anybody that has a DUI, whatever they do, they should resign? You know, I think the firing, if you want to call it that, or the resignation is up to the voters, and that comes at ballot time. So I'm not diminishing the offense. I just think we tend to sort of play gotcha with these when you know, look, it's a mistake. And in the case of, you know, somebody die, no, obviously, that in both of these cases, nobody was hurt, and that would change things considerably, obviously, if they were, you know, involved in an accident that took the life of somebody. And we certainly, it's serious. It could have. I just think the firing should take place at election time. Tell me if you think we're wrong. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, lots of folks on the Facebook are starting to weigh in on this. You can weigh in there, too. Scott in the center, North Dakota, wanted to talk about the school bond vote in Minot, part of our topics today, too. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi. Real quick on the DUI thing. I drive for a living. DOT standards for me is 0.2. So I obviously choose not to drink and drive, whether it's I'm driving for a living or privately. And, you know, these guys did know that if something like this happened to them, that it was going to be big brouhaha or whatever you want to call it. But that's beside the point. The bond thing, you know what? The money is here in this state. We're taking in more revenue than any time in the history or probably ever will, at least for the next possibly 10 years, five for sure. And I'm so sick of raising taxes. They want to build a $50 million jail, raise a sales tax. They want to build a school, bond. In some cases, property taxes are going up. The money is there, and I'm all for spending that money for infrastructure, for the jails, for schools, for bridges, whatever it takes. And I say vote no on any tax increases. There's no reason for it in this state or the bonding deal. And I work construction. I'll probably work on either one of these projects more than likely. But even having said that, there is no reason to be raising any taxes or the bonding or anything. We have the money to build stuff, infrastructure.
So in other words, you think the school in this case in Minot's needed or any place, but you're saying somebody else should pay who? What pot of money would you pull that fund out of?
Well, we have $1.2 billion in reserve. We're taking in millions and millions and millions of dollars. The money's there. That's what it should be coming out of, to do infrastructure projects like this. You know, I can't just, if I need a new house because I have two or three more kids, I don't, you know, can't raise taxes to get that house or whatever. Or if I'm spent up to the max, I can't just go to the bank and get more money.
So all taxpayers ought to pay for the school in Minot and or in Center or whatever when a new school is needed.
Yeah, to me that's infrastructure. That's our future. That's, like I said, I'm not against building a school. That's what we need to educate these kids and hopefully keep them here in this state, and the jobs are here to do that. So I do think that's everybody's responsibility.
See if others agree with you. Appreciate the call, Scott. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You take that one on, Steve. Steve, for state funding of all schools. I want to see you be the chairperson of that event and see how that goes over.
Isn't that what the school trust fund is for? That argument's come up in the past.
Well, that's one of the things our next guest is going to talk about, because he believes in Minot it ought to come out of the land grant fund as well. And there are a lot of pots of money out there that are dedicated for different things. I think that debate's worthy to say, okay, you know, what are all these pots of money for? What are they, what is their constitutional use? And are they, you know, are we just having pots of money around for the sake of rainy day funds, or, well, you know, what's happening? So,
I tend to call them slush funds, and there's a lot of them. You're right in the fact that there is a ton of them, and they're scattered around the state in government offices, and I don't know if we even know where they're all hidden.
They all have defined uses, though, and the legislature obviously battles with this all the time, so I don't know that you can just say, well, there's a fund there, so just pay for Minot Schools, and I don't know, do you care about Minot Schools when you live in Carrington? We'll talk about it coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on an odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
Wise up, load up at FreezeDryGuy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at FreezeDryGuy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the Wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at FreezeDryGuy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.